Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. You know, one of the most fascinating aspects of living here over all these years has been seeing how people kind of interpret who I am. They interpret my culture, my way of life, how I do things, and ultimately the language. And I think a great example of that is how Poles translate film titles. Film titles that are British film titles, American film titles, they're not always translated in the same logical way. Let's take, for example, Notting Hill. Notting Hill is the name of a district in West London. Notting Hill remains Notting Hill. But other examples of films, for example, Stephen King's The Mist translates directly to mgła, which means mist or fog. That's perfect. Another example, Jim Carrey's Liar Liar translates to kłamca kłamca, a perfect translation. But there are other film titles that make no sense. I look at these titles, I try to figure out where on earth did they get that idea? How did they come up with that? And today I want to share 10 of them, my favorite 10 over all the years here that I've come across. Let's get started right now with this. Number 10 on the list today, we're going to start off with Good Will Hunting, one of my favorite movies with Matt Damon. I think Good Will Hunting really threw Polish translators for a loop. They went with a translation, buntownik z wyboru, which would be like a rebel from choice or a rebel by choice. An interesting title, not sure how good a title that is, you tell me what you think. Number 9 on the list is a funny one. This one has Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore. The original title is Duplex. If you're not sure what a duplex is, it is a bliźniak or a semi-detached house in British English. And they chose to go with the translation starsza pani musi zniknąć, which literally means the old lady has to disappear. Very funny title. Number 8 on the list is a funny movie. Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz years ago made a movie called There's Something About Mary. Hilarious film. But the Polish translators, I think, had a hard time with this one. They went with this translation, sposób na blondynkę, which would literally mean the way for the blonde or the way to the blonde. Really straightforward and descriptive title. Number 7 on the list today is a fabulous movie, The Bucket List. Why on earth would we call this movie The Bucket List? Well, if you're familiar with the English language, you know that we have a great idiom called kick the bucket, meaning when we die, we kick the bucket, we die. We don't have the same idiom in Polish, so I think translators had a difficult time too. They came up with a completely different title, Choć goni nas czas, which would mean, although time is chasing after us. Interesting title, good one. Coming in number 6 on the list is my favorite Scorsese mafia movie, Goodfellas. I think Polish translators had a really tough time with this one. Goodfellas, how would we translate good fella? A good fellow would literally mean a good person, but they went with Chłopcy z Vereine, which would literally mean boys from the gang or gang boys. Chłopcy z Vereine, gang boys. Interesting title. Number 5 on the list is Al Pacino's Scarface. Poles took the easy way out on this one. You couldn't translate this directly in Polish. I totally understand this one. They just went with Człowiek z blizną, which would mean the man with the scar. Simple. Now for the remaining films, I don't have the actual hard case copy of those films. I'm going to show you the photos of them. But number 4 is Schwarzenegger's Terminator. The first Terminator film was translated Elektroniczna Morderca, which would mean the electric murderer, the electric killer. Very clever. But I've heard after that, the second, third, fourth, and how many other Terminator movies they've made, they went back to the title Terminator. I think people now just call it Terminator. But the original film was translated the electronic murderer. Number 3 in the list is a movie that's shown every Christmas a few times. Everyone I know has seen Die Hard with Bruce Willis. They had a tough time, I'm sure, with Die Hard. They went with Szklana Pułapka, which would be like a glass trap. Szklana Pułapka. I imagine the building is like, you know, a glass building. It's a trap for everybody involved there. It's a trap for Bruce Willis. So, very logical translation. I like it. Glass trap. Now for my last two, number 2 on the list is The Shawshank Redemption. I'm going to go ahead and admit from the very beginning, I do not like this title. I disagree with this title. I don't think it does the movie justice at all. In Polish, it's translated to Skazani na Shawshank, which would be sentenced to Shawshank. In the film, you know, in English, redemption means, you know, he's redeemed. He did something, but at the end of the movie, you know, he comes back to his own. But in Polish, it's just a harsher title. You're sentenced to Shawshank. That's it. You're sentenced. The title has no hope, doesn't tell you anything about the ending, which I guess could be good or bad depending on how you look at it, but that's an interesting translation. Sentence to Shawshank, Shawshank Redemption. And now the number one film on my top 10 list is Romancing the Stone. You remember that movie from the 80s? Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas, Romancing the Stone. You know, even as an English native speaker, when I really sit and think about the title Romancing the Stone, I also am a little bit confused. Why did they come up with that? Romance, it's romance with each other, but there's a stone. It's a tough title, Romancing the Stone. Well, Poles kept this very simple. They call it Miłość, Szmaragd I Krokodyl. Love, the emerald, and the crocodile. These three main words make up that title. Love, emerald, and crocodile. Excellent title, the first one that really stood out to me. Thank you so much for watching this episode today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you can think of any other crazy examples of Polish translations of English films, go ahead and put them in the comments section below. If you have not become a subscriber, go ahead and click that button right here so you don't miss out on the episodes that are coming up. Thank you for watching, and I wish you, as always, an awesome day.